Welcome to Faith in Focus, inspired by Jonathan Cahn's The Book of Mysteries. Today, we uncover the sixth day revelation, the divine significance of the day man was created and the day Messiah accomplished redemption. Picture standing in a garden at sunset. The teacher asks, "When was the last day of Messiah's life?" I reply, "Friday?" He gently corrects, "No. When does the Hebrew day begin?" I realize, "At sundown, before sunrise." He explains, "His last day began at sunset on Thursday, the Passover, and ended at sunset on Friday. That's the sixth day, the day of man." He recounts how Jesus was arrested, tried, scourged, crucified, and died, all from sunset Thursday to sunset Friday. It all took place within that sacred day, the day of man's fall and redemption. And he asks, "When was man created?" I answer, "On the sixth day." He confirms, "Yes. On the sixth day, man was made. And it was also on the sixth day that Jesus, the Messiah, completed his work, dying for our sins, giving us new life." The sixth day signifies both the beginning, creation, and the climax, redemption. In Messiah, the life of man is renewed, restored to its original purpose, on the sixth day. Genesis 1:26-31 reminds us, "God created man in his image and saw that it was very good." And Romans 3:24-25 declares, "In him we have redemption through his blood." Today, receive your new life, your breath, and your renewal. The sixth day revelation, the divine gift of regeneration through Christ. This is the divine truth. On the sixth day, life was restored. This podcast is inspired by Jonathan Cahn.